Hey, what's going on? What's going on? Welcome to another episode of The Purpose Lab, where you know the mission. We're on a mission to interview the world's most successful failures, people who understand the significance of failure, of failing their way to success based on what they learned from the failure in order to have the success that they deserve. And that's what we're on a mission to do, interview the world's most successful failures. So, on the last episode, I left you on a cliffhanger, and I had so many people reach out to me, and they wanted to know, what's the band about? What's the band about? So on this episode, I want to talk about what this band is about. So part of the Our Purpose system that I created in 2017, because I believe, as I always say, that we all have a purpose, that we all have something that's deep inside of us that we're supposed to bring to the world, that we're supposed to help our family and our friends. But what happens is a lot of times we're not courageous enough. We're not courageous enough, bold enough to make it happen. So we kind of hide away from that gift. And if you don't give the gift that you were gifted to do, the world misses out on it. Your family misses out on something. Because all of us are a piece of the puzzle. And that puzzle is incomplete without your piece. That puzzle is incomplete, and you can never see the complete picture without your piece to that puzzle. So I want to get into what this band is about. So I created this off of the whole Power of Purpose system, where I said, because remember I told you, everything I create, when I think about it, I say I want to make it simple enough to where it has a powerful message to it. So whether it's my books, my illustrated books, it's all in an effort to touch something deep within in order to help you grow and go to the level that you need to be at. So this right here is something where, as I pause, and this is the reason why I pause, is because so many people are wearing this band around the country. And I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for believing in the system, and not only believing in the system, but believing in the purpose that you've been gifted to do. So this is how I start off when my clients come in, my guys come in, my young ladies come in, when different people, when I go speak, this is what I come up with. I tell them, I say, all right, so listen, I'm a shoe guy. I'm a shoe and I'm a watch guy. I love shoes and watch. That's my thing, right? And I'll ask them, I say, are you a shoe person? And then someone will say, yeah, I like shoes. I like shoes a lot. And I say, okay, so you're a shoe head. And they like, somewhat, I'm a shoe head. And I said, okay, well, let's use the shoe analogy. I said, so if you know you want a certain shoe, a certain colorway of Jordans or Dunks or whatever, and they're coming out, but you don't have time to stand in line at the mall, do you have another way that you can get those shoes? And they'll say, yeah. And I'll say, well, what's the other way that you can get those shoes? And they'll say, call it my plug. I was like, oh, you call it your plug. And I say, well, what's the plug? And they'll say, shoot, the plug is they can give me anything I need. Huh. I said, is it just shoes? They said, nah, they got other things too. And if I need it, I just call the plug and say, hey, this is what I'm looking for. And my plug will call different people, find a way to make it happen. That's what the plug does. I said, oh, so that's the definition of the plug. I said, oh, okay. I said, follow me on this. What if we understood that we the plug? And many people will look and they'll say, what you mean? This is what I mean. What if you realized that you were the plug? Meaning, let's say you were plugged into something that no longer served you. So grew up in a single parent household, didn't grow up with my father. So that 7-year-old, that young boy inside of me was always aching, always yearning for my father to be there, and he wasn't there. So for years and years and years, and like I said on another episode, that I had to finally call him because I had to release him in order to release myself to say, you know what, I want more, but I can't keep staying plugged in to this thing that doesn't serve me anymore. So if I realize that I'm the plug, that means I can unplug from things that don't serve me anymore, and I can plug in to something that serves me better. But it's hard. It was hard for me to call my father, who I only spoke to occasionally, and tell him I'm sorry, because I didn't do anything wrong. It was him who wasn't there. It was him who chose to not be there. It was him who wasn't there. It was him who chose not to be there. But I called him and I said, I'm sorry. And as you know the story, and those of you who heard the story, and he said, what you saying you sorry to me for? I said, because for years, and this was recently, 6 or 7 years ago that I called him. And I said, because for years, I was mad at you. I hated you because I wanted you to be there. I seen other kids that I grew up with, that their father was there. And I wanted you told me you was going to get me a glove one time. I remember this. You told me you was going to get me a glove because my mother had got me into baseball and she couldn't afford a glove. And you told me you was going to say, and I remember sitting there waiting for the glove to come because you was going to mail it to me. And it never came. It never came. I remember my mother looking at me. I remember my mother even starting to cry. And she said, it's okay. We're going to get you something. And at the time, my mother had a friend who he had an old catcher's mitt. And he said, hey, your son can use this. I played in the outfield with a catcher's mitt because that's all we could afford at the time. So I think about those things that happened because my father wasn't there. So I told him at that particular, I said, I'm sorry. But then what I found out, and I've said before in another episode, that my father was a genius, because after I got off the phone with him 2 weeks later, I'm driving down the street and I say, oh my God, my father's a genius. How is he a genius? He's a genius because by him not being there, I've been at everything for my kids. Every recital, every soccer game, every football game, I've been at all of those things because I didn't want them to experience and go through what I went through. So he's a genius because he showed me what to do by what he wasn't willing and chose to do. And the reason why I say willing and chose to do, because we all have a choice. We all have a choice to stay plugged in to something that doesn't serve us, something that makes us angry, something that steals our joy, something that steals our peace, or we can unplug from it and plug into something that serves us. But the reason why I say it's hard is because it was difficult for me to, because I didn't do anything wrong. But I continued to let him have power over me, over my happiness, over my peace, over my joy, over my purpose. So on one side, it says I'm the plug. On the other side, it says powered by purpose. So I continue because of the choice that he made to not be there, to stay plugged in to something that doesn't serve me. So when I unplugged from it and plugged into something that served me better, then I had my power to use the purpose that's inside of me, because I'm powered by purpose. So when you start understanding that you have something inside of you, but you got to unplug, you have a gift inside of you, but you got to unplug from things that don't serve you to plug into something that serves you, that's when you go to the next level. See, your purpose is deep within inside of you, and it's waiting for you to access it. It's waiting for you to say, you know what? I'm tired of doing this thing that keeps me in this position that's less than I deserve. I'm tired of allowing a person, a situation, a thing to have power over me, and then I'm not able to access my gift that's inside of me. So when I understand that I'm the plug and I'm powered by purpose, that's when the game changes. So all of my, and it's funny to see my NFL athletes, it's funny to see different people who wear the plug, but here's the thing I leave them with too, is I say, okay, this is what I need you to do. I need you to make a deal with yourself that when you make the deal with yourself and you put this on, this is so powerful that when you start thinking about something that doesn't allow you to have the power to utilize your purpose that's inside of you, I need you to be aware, because you have to be aware before you can enhance. You have to be aware of what you're focusing on, because where your focus goes, that's where your energy flows. So if you're focusing on something negative, you're going to flow and go towards that. So I need you to then say, when you're out of alignment, I need you to unplug. How do you unplug? That's your unplug. And you have to make an agreement with yourself. When I do that, if I'm thinking of things that are outside of the purpose and the thing I want, when I do that, I get back in alignment. I get back in alignment, understanding that I'm the plug. and understand that I plugged into something that's not serving me. I plugged into something in my mind that no longer allows me to utilize the purpose, the gift that I have inside of me. So when I do that, I have to get back in alignment with my purpose. You have to be able to do that. You have to refocus and get back in alignment with your purpose, as hard as it may be, because it's easy for us to get caught up in what other people are doing and what other people are saying about, but you want something different. And in order for you to have something different, you have to understand that you're the plug. When you understand you're the plug, you can unplug from whatever you choose to and plug into what serves you. And now that I'm plugged into something that's serving me, watch how things begin to change. Because now you've taken your power. Now you plugged into your power source. Now you've made a commitment, an agreement, and got an alignment with the thing that gets you to going in order to have your peace, your joy, your happiness. But it's going to be hard. And the reason why I tell you that is because I don't want you to think it's going to be easy. Because a lot of times our mind thinks 50 to 60,000 thoughts a day. And many of those thoughts are based on thoughts that we had previously. So when on Monday, if we had a situation and then we wonder why we have those same feelings on Tuesday, on Wednesday, it's because we're still plugged in to the thing that happened on Monday, because we haven't made a mind shift. We haven't said, you know what? I got to stop focusing on this. Because think about this. We can't control every thought that comes into our head, but we can control the ones that we focus on. See, that's a choice. That's a choice. That's a choice for me, for you to understand that I get to control the thoughts that I want to focus on. That's nobody else. That's not in anyone else's control but yours, because you're the plug. And when you're the plug, you can plug into and take away, take yourself out of things that don't serve you. But you got to be bold. If you want something different, you got to be willing to do something different. If you want to have something different, you got to say, you know what? It's up to me. See, you're the one. See, in your family, you're the one. The reason why you go through so much is because you're the one that if you make it through those things, if you continue to understand that you're the plug and you can get through that thing, oh my goodness, your family changes. The world can change. Your friends can change. When you start saying, you know what? Nah, I'm the plug. When you start playing, my favorite movie is The Matrix. Those of you who are familiar with The Matrix, with Neo. And when Neo started to understand, finally, that he had to unplug in order to plug in and understand that it was all The Matrix. Because remember, you could take the red pill, you could take the blue pill. When you take the pill that allows you to be able to see, that's when things change. When you see that other people are doing or having what it is that you want, you can start saying, okay, there's nothing different about them. Because remember, the internet allows us to see and read and look at other people's stories. Success leaves clues. We can find out how to fix a toaster. We can find out anything on YouTube now, but we can also find out how a person went from failure to success because they talk about it all the time. And if we start emulating them, another word that my son used to always say is emulate when he was young, emulate. See, the problem isn't that we copy, because we're all born originals, but then we copy. And the problem isn't that we copy. The problem is we copy the wrong people. See, we copy people who are plugged into disappointment, doubt, negativity, helplessness, hopelessness. See, we're plugged in to what they're plugged into. And misery loves company. That's what the saying says. And a lot of times we're around miserable people who haven't discovered that they don't have to be that. They're choosing to be that because they haven't unplugged and plugged into what serves them. You're the plug. You're powered by purpose. You have a gift inside of you that can change your whole family. You're the one, Neil. You're the one. The reason why you go through so much and you've been through so much is because all of those things were designed to have you be able to learn a lesson, to be able to help other people, to say, man, hold on, I made it through this. This is how I did it. That's what this is about. To be able to unplug and to plug in and to understand you're powered by purpose. So regardless of what's happening, regardless of what happened, you get to control what happens. So regardless of what's happening, regardless of what's happened, you get to control what happens. Because the point of power, just like in the book that I read on the previous podcast, is not a secret, it's just life. This is what I'm gonna leave you with. One of the things that it talks about in that book is it talks about the point of power is in the present. Meaning right now, I'm the most powerful I could ever be. Because right now, I'm plugged into a power source that allows me to do something different, to have something different. But let's say 2 minutes later, 5 minutes later, an hour later, a day later, a month later, I made a similar decision that I made before that keeps me in a position that's less than I deserve. That's okay. I can't control what's happening. I can't control what happened, but I can control what happens. Because right now, the point of power is in the present, meaning right now, I'm the most powerful I could ever be. And so right now, I can make a decision that's different. So I unplugged from what doesn't serve me, and I plugged in to my power source because I'm powered by purpose, and now I plugged into something that serves me more. So right now, I'm the most powerful I could ever be. Right now, you're the most powerful you can ever be, because you can make a different decision to take yourself in a different trajectory to get you where you deserve to be at. So once again, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Purpose Lab, where you know the mission, where we're on a mission to interview the world's most successful failures. So we'll leave the link where you can purchase these bands in the bio. So I want to thank you once again. Continue to spread this message. Continue to share, to like, but continue to share this message with the people who you love. Because what we want to do is continue to build this community of people who are powered by purpose. Because it's not how you start, it's how you finish that counts. So once again, this has been the Purpose Lab. See you on the next episode. Peace.